This is Paul Konopacki, member of SLAGA, the St. Louis Area Geocachers Association. I am the producer of the SLAGA Geocaching Podcast. On January 26, 2008, I recorded audio for one of my few remaining podcast episodes before I retired the series. The event was the SLAGA Potluck held in Jefferson Barracks County Park near St. Louis, Missouri, USA. The Potluck is an annual SLAGA event, basically an excuse to eat, hunt caches, and talk about caching. During the event, I found a relatively quiet corner of the pavilion to talk with Mike Griffin, coordinator of the 5th annual MOGA event, which stands for the Midwest Open Geocaching Adventure. This year, it has finally been declared a mega event by geocaching.com. It will be held at Mark Twain Lake, Missouri in early April of 2008. Mike and I talk about why it was decided to hold the event at Mark Twain Lake for 2 years in a row and how the event will be different than last year.
Where's MOGA this year compared to last year?
Well, last year we had it at Indian Creek Recreation Area at Mark Twain Lake. This year we're going to have it at Spalding Recreation Area at Mark Twain Lake as well, but it uses more of the southeast portion of the lake. It gives us full access to the Joanna Trail, which is about a 23-mile trail system that winds through and around the lake, has many loops on it, fields, hills, trees, beautiful area.
What made you choose to go up again there this year?
Because of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineer hospitality. Alan Mayer last year was just fabulous to work with. He accommodated all our needs. He donated all the facilities. He works with the local businesses up there to give us discounts. That was really the driving force behind us going back up there this year. We also heard that we were the largest event that they had of all the 2007 in terms of impact to their economy. They said that the bass tournament that they have up there, they have people that come and go, but they don't stay in the hotels, they don't eat the food. We brought 400 people into town, stayed in their hotels, their campgrounds, local businesses, filled up 2.5 hotels, and they were just thrilled to death.
How has the Chamber of Commerce gotten involved more this year?
I went to a Chamber of Commerce meeting and sat down with everybody there, explained what the event was about and how we would bring more dollars in for each business up there based upon our attendance that we had last year. They found that pretty exciting. All the hotels up there are offering significant discounts for anybody who wants to come up. Plus, they're putting together some really neat coupon sheets that allow people to save a lot of money at the restaurants, at the convenience stores, the marinas. Also this year, U.S. Cellular is going to donate all our lanyards. That's pretty nice of them to do that. We've got a MOGA coin that we're doing this year. With a new design, we're kind of doing a highland theme.
This year, you're having help putting those caches out, and it's going to be along a trail?
The caches are going to be put out as a result of two Eagle projects that two Eagle Scouts are working on. They're actually placing what they call a permanent GPS course and putting the caches as their reference marks for the waypoints. They're going to pick up the caches. We're going to stock them. We're going to put the punches in them for the competition. They're going to paint them. They've got a grid of where to put them. And they're going to place them for us. As far as trails go, the Joanna Trail is a great trail system, but it's still going to be a lot of bushwhacking in order to get to these things.
Like last year, these caches will be permanent. Even after the event is over, they will still be there for people to come and visit and find.
Yes, they will. There'll be 60 permanent caches left behind as a result of that, which would give somebody who wants to go to Mark Twain Lake and spend some time in the woods 120 total caches to do that are all permanent. Still going to have the individual, the two-person teams, and the four-person, but we're also going to have age divisions and gender division with the individual. For the first time, a female-only competition. In the couples, we're going to break that into two separate competitions. It's going to be split by age, those that are under 40 and those that are 40 and older. And the same way with the four-person team. The youngest person on the team represents what age bracket you get into. So if you got three old guys and one young guy, you're going to be in the young bracket. So choose your older people wisely. We're having it April 4th through the 6th this year, but it is 2 weeks later than it was last year.
What's the cost?
We actually have two different cost structures. There's a $16, which includes the lapel pin, the coin, and the lanyard. You get all the maps, coupons, but we also have a $3 registration for adults for people who are just going to get maps only. Gives you a coupon sheet, but you don't get any of the pins or the coins. Now, the youth costs are $7 for all youth. If scout troops come, all the scouts are $7 apiece. It includes everything but the coin in the packet. Any scout leaders that come with the troop, there is no registration for them.
hotel or camping site, what's the best way to do that?
One property that's going to give us 20% off at any time. If you say that you were ever with MOGA, even after the event, 2 years down the road, they're going to give you a 10% discount just for saying you were with MOGA. Most of the hotels are 10% off their winter rates. So we got half-price camping. Alan Mayer at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will be the person to contact to make sure you reserve a camping site. The camping will be at Ray Barron's this year. I don't know how many hundreds of sites they have. Last year, we filled up over 90. This year, we're probably going to be closer to about 120 to 150. I know there is going to be a meet-and-greet event that someone's putting on for Friday night. We don't have the details of it yet. It'll be a good way to meet at the campground and for everybody to kind of get to know each other. If you need more information on any of this, of course, you can always visit our website. We're at mogageo.com. You can also look at the event page on geocaching.com. Since it is a mega event, one of the things about a mega event is it gets a lot more visibility. Groundspeak has to be an official sponsor of it, and it is the first mega event in the state of Missouri. So we're pretty proud about that. We had 13 states last year represented, and we're hoping to get even more this year.
This is MOGA number 5?
Yes, this is the 5th year. We're thinking there is no one that puts on a bigger competition than us. It's for casual cachers, too, that want to just come out for the weekend, hang with other cachers, and do the 60 permanent caches that are out there. Plus, if they get bored with that, they got another 60 they can do right on the other side of the lake. We would love to see other areas explored. We'd love to see different land managers sponsor this. We would like to see it move around.
Any last words, Mike?
Appreciate the time on this and hope to see everyone out there at the event.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Sure.